I want you to turn, first of all, to Romans chapter 13, if you don't mind. Romans chapter 13. I want you to think about a moment the time that Paul was writing the many letters that he wrote. There were a lot of things. We know that he presents the thoughts and ideas as far as obeying God and becoming Christians and then being obedient as Christians. But we also know that he had another thing in mind and he was writing, and that has to do with how we treat the laws of the land. And we think about our day and time. This part of the time of the year, we have to think about our paying taxes and the things that we have to do as far as the land is concerned and as far as our living in this world. Let's just look here at maybe about the first 7 verses of chapter 13. It says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is a minister of God, revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor." You know, as we look at that, Paul is giving instructions as far as the laws of the land and as far as what we're to do as people in that land. Now, that would have been very difficult in the days of the Roman Empire. Think about it. Of all the problems and troubles that took place during the Roman Empire. Well, let's turn around and look at our time. When we see what he's saying here, we're to be subject to the powers, and we are not only that, we're to obey the powers of the land, because what are they're there for what? Notice that verse 3, "For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil." In other words, they have a responsibility to punish the evil in those who do wrong. And so, verse 4, "For he is the minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon them that doeth evil." they have a responsibility then of punishing and correcting those who do evil and do wrong. And in other words, I think what we would see in this, we'd see the laws of the land. There are many laws, and they are designed to punish the evil, and we're to obey them, as we see, through the land. And that's what he's talking about here, Paul is. And I've thought about it, especially as you think about the Roman Empire, how terrible it was at that damn time. It was been very difficult for a Christian to live in that age. But I'm going to ask you this. How is it becoming more and more a problem in our day and time? But at the same time, we have to be very careful that we do those lands. Let's turn over, if you don't mind, turn over to 1 Peter. The Apostle Peter, chapter in 1 Peter, let's go to chapter 2. Notice here in verse 11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto the governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. What we see again in this case here, probably should read the next verse here, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as to servants of God, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. Again, we see the responsibility, even Peter. Now, Paul, not only does Paul tell Christians that they are to obey the laws of the land because of the correction and all that is done, but here, Peter is giving the same illustration that we are to be obey the laws of the land, and we are to honor those who serve as over us. And here we're to be obedient to those. Think about that a minute. Now, where would, of all the things of the land, we're to honor them? There'd be a lot of laws that we're to honor. And not only that, then, we see that we are to, here, verse 18, he says, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward. We see again the ideas here that the laws of the land, we're to keep those. And this kind of began to think about that as I was thinking on this subject. It come about partly because of the class that I was teaching over at Stratford at the center. You know, turn to Titus a minute, if you would. In the book of Titus, turn to chapter 3. In Titus chapter 3, look at here at the first one. It says here, put them in mind to be subject to the principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawler, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceivers, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness of the love of God, our Savior, toward men. It sometimes becomes very hard for us to think concerning the laws of the land and be subject to them. Where is a place that you might be not subject to? Well, one would be in paying your taxes and paying what you owe. Another would be as we travel, there are always laws concerning this and that we are to obey. And these are things that we're to obey along not only with being a Christian and obeying the laws concerning God and salvation and so on, but we're also to obey the laws of the land, and we're to be in subject to those. Notice in 1 Timothy, back up to 1 Timothy. Look at chapter 2. In chapter 2, verse 1. And we'll go about verse 3. He says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Now look at this verse 2. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. You see, included in what Paul is writing to Timothy, you know, he sent Timothy to Ephesus to help correct what was being taught and preached in the church at Ephesus, if you study it. But notice here what he's also saying. Look at verse 2. Says that here, for kings and for all that are in authority. You know, we need frequently to pray for those who are over us politically. We need to pray for the governors. We need to pray for the president. We need to pray for those who are senators and who are in the land making laws and all that we are to watch and serve in. And I think as I was studying Timothy and Titus and all, these all come out, and there's something that you don't really like to think about. But you know, even Jesus was faced with all that. Let's go back to the book of Luke a minute. Go to chapter 20 in the book of Luke. In chapter 20 of Luke, let's notice, let's drop down to about verse 19, I think. About start, we start here about 19 and go through several verses. It says, and the chief priest and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him. And they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. And they watched him and sent four spies, which should feign themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, that so they might deliver him into the power of the authority of the governor. And they asked him, saying, Master, we know that thou sayest and teachest rightly, neither except thou the person of any, but teacheth the way of God truly. Now listen to verse 22. Is it lawful for us to give tribute to Caesar or no? That would be a very, very serious question. It was in that day and time, and it'd be a very serious question 2,000 years later, isn't it? Huh? Go ahead and read here. But he perceived their craftiness and said unto them, why tempt ye me? Show me a penny whose image and subscription hath it. They answered and said, Caesar's. Then he said unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which he be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's. And they could not take hold of his words before the people, and they marveled at his answer and held their peace. So what we see here is Jesus was, they brought forth the idea in tempting him whether or not he should pay tribute to Caesar. Well, he's here showed them that they were to pay tribute to Caesar. And so it was a questionable thing to many of them, and that would be in that day and time. Sometimes we don't like to pay the taxes and all that we're confronted to pay. But at the same time, I think we see that here we are to do that. You know, that come later then. Turn to chapter 23 just a minute. In chapter 23 of Luke, let's notice here the first part of it. It says, and the whole multitude of them arose and led him to Pilate. Here we see they take Jesus to Pilate. Notice here in verse 2, and they began to accuse him, saying, we found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king. In other words, they are lying here concerning him, and that he forbid them or told them and taught them not to pay tribute to Caesar as they brought him in here. But he's showing that back earlier in chapter 20 that they were. And so what we see is that problem here concerning that they're to pay tribute, they're to respect him. In other words, Christ King, he's not a king politically, is he? He is our king religiously, spiritually, and we are to serve him and become Christians. But this was something that we see here Notice that they lied as they took him there to try to get him crucified. But that was something that, of course, would not happen. I think we can see, just kind of make just think a minute or two. What is really our responsibility along this line? Well, without a doubt, we are to pay our taxes. We're to obey the laws of the land that we see. Now, there are some times we get into some things that we can't do because of it. But just the fact that we pay our taxes every year, I think we're to do that. We're to pay the tribute. Jesus taught that. But he also taught us that we're to respect them and even pray for them. And we need to pray that they'll make the right laws, the right choices that we can have. But as you look again, let's go back to Peter's again, and let's look again at what he was saying there in 1 Peter chapter 2. I want you to notice this. Now let's look at that verse 11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims. We know what we are in this land. We're strangers and pilgrims as we live in this land. This life is, we're strangers and pilgrims. This is not the final place. We're living it here. And then he says, abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul. In other words, we're to abstain, not do things that are against the soul or against losing our life eternally. Having your, and the King James Version uses conversation, it says having your life honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of salvation. We need to live the kind of life that shows forth that we are good. We're not an evildoer, but we do the things that are good, that people will recognize that we are Christians and recognize that we're living the Christian life. And that comes from obeying the laws of the land. And then he says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. There are many things that people break the laws of the land that they could keep without being sinful, without being sinful. You know, you think about it. Maybe even you're driving a car too fast. Maybe you're not obeying the laws of the land as far as that's concerned. There are many things that you do not obey. And I think here, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. You know, they don't always do the things that they're supposed to, but we need to at least show them and obey the laws of the land that they have provided. This is not really I just kind of wanted to go over it because I I seen where we see so often, like in Timothy and Titus, they make mentions of these things. And then you go back and look at what Christ said and done, that you're to pay tribute to them, showing that we're to pay our taxes and so on. And we know that this time of year, we are faced with all these things, and we need to be very careful that we do them. And the laws, or the law people of that in the first century, many of them broke those laws. Anyway, that's kind of what I wanted to look at this morning, and that's just the fact that we are to obey the laws of the land. And we are to pray for those who have rule over us. Pray for them that they do the right thing and bring forth the right things for us as Christians.